When I was 15, I bought my cigarettes from a vending machine. 5 quarters and out jumped a pack of Marlboro Reds. Smoking gave me a powerful feeling. I felt cool and tough, bucking the authority of my parents. In college, when our student union went smoke-free, smoking became something we had to do outside, huddled together against the cold. And the price kept going up, $2, $3, $4 a pack. Eventually and painfully, I quit. Turns out, my personal experiences were part of a long-term campaign to reduce tobacco use in the U.S. through a combination of price increases and public policies, a 50-year effort that today is heralded as a great public health success. No more vending machines and advertising aimed at kids. The price of a pack is now nearly $10, and smoking rates have been reduced by more than two-thirds. Tobacco industry arguments of individual freedom, adults should be able to make their own choices, were rejected as we learned about the purposeful targeting of children, the addictive qualities of nicotine, and the impacts of secondhand smoke. At 15, I'd been a particular focus of the industry, the replacement smoker, needed to take the place of the 400,000 who died each year of tobacco-related disease. Some of the same arguments are now playing out in the debate about increasing taxes on sugar-sweetened beverages, despite evidence that the added sugar in these drinks is a leading contributor to America's obesity epidemic. Efforts to raise taxes on these products, thus incentivizing consumers to choose lower sugar options, have been met by strong opposition from the soda industry. Here in Vermont, more money was spent opposing a soda tax than on any other recent public policy initiative. But in Berkeley, California, where the city increased taxes on sugary beverages by a penny an ounce, consumption is down sharply. And 6 more cities have just voted to seek both the revenues and the public health benefits. We spend more than $190 billion each year on obesity-related diseases. Tax increases on sugary beverages in combination with other measures work, and everyone benefits. Someday, I hope we'll look back on the effort to curb consumption of sugary beverages as another public health success. I just hope it doesn't take 50 years.